Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. To clean up fraud in the state, Governor Tim Walz has named Tim O'Malley as the new Director of Program Integrity. O'Malley will oversee all fraud claims and prevention in the state.
No one has any tolerance for fraud. It's a widespread problem in Minnesota and across our country. It erodes trust and must be addressed head on. Minnesotans deserve to know that their tax dollars are being put to good use. And they deserve to know that they can trust our public institutions.
O'Malley has been a judge, the superintendent of the Minnesota BCA, and a former FBI agent. He begins his new position next month. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell is officially throwing his hat in the ring for Minnesota governor.
If you will stand with me as the next governor of Minnesota, our future will be amazing.
Lindell says the billions of dollars in state government fraud will end under his watch.
Everyone who knows me knows that I micromanage and macromanage my companies. I work tirelessly in making sure that we remove blocks and achieve our objectives.
The Republican candidate says he would stand against violent crime, exploding property taxes, sales taxes and fees, and unnecessary regulations. A federal court ordered Lindell to pay $2.3 million for defaming Dominion voting systems with false claims about the 2020 election. Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves travel to the Bay Area to take on Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors later this evening. And CenterPoint Energy is providing some safety tips for inside the home as Minnesotans try to stay warm this weekend during the upcoming cold snap. Spokesperson Joshua Solis.
Make sure you're checking those batteries and changing them regularly. And this might be surprising to many folks, but those alarms don't last forever. So replace them according to the manufacturer's instructions. We want to encourage folks, if they smell natural gas, to act fast.
More safety tips can be found on CenterPoint's website. Wind chills could reach 30 below in parts of the state this weekend. In other headlines, a Horizon Middle School student was arrested Thursday after bringing 1,500 suspected fentanyl pills to school. Moorhead police say staff and the school resource officer handled the incident quickly with no disruption to the school day. Police took the 13-year-old boy into custody and said the pills have an estimated street value of more than $35,000. The Minnesota Christmas Tree Association is highlighting the benefits of getting a natural tree as opposed to an artificial one. Vice President Paul Saunders says a real tree offers benefits that you can't get from an artificial one.
You're just triggering another sense, a sense of smell, a sense of wonder, a sense of just looking at the tree. You don't get that with an artificial tree. You only get that with a natural tree.
More info on the Christmas tree industry in Minnesota can be found on the Minnesota Christmas Tree Association website. And a Minnesota high school student is in critical condition after being shot in a school parking lot. Authorities in Stewartville say students and coaches waiting to board a bus heard a gunshot and found the student wounded. There was a second shot and deputies say an adult male was found dead from a self-inflicted wound. More news headlines available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.